Your Excellency.
Thank you. Excellency, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Honourable Minister. Mr. President, we would like to respond to the questions, comments and recommendations made by several delegations on the violence against women and children. The second National Conference on Gender-Based Violence was held in July 2014 and was officially opened by the President of the Republic of Namibia. The conference examined three themes, namely understanding the underlying cause and trends of gender-based violence, national responses to gender-based violence, including psychosocial, medical, and legal approaches to prevent and combat gender-based violence. The conference adopted many recommendations which were approved by Cabinet, including improving and streamlining the process of reporting cases at police stations to make the procedures victim-friendly and discourage the withdrawal of gender-based violence cases, imposing heavy tax on purchasing of alcohol, incorporate gender-based violence prevention in curriculum in tertiary institutions, and calling upon the Council of Traditional Leaders to redefine cultural beliefs that can help in combating gender-based violence, and for them to reinforce traditional systems of governance on conflict resolutions within the communities, and calling for stiffer sentences for those convicted of gender-based violence offences. Currently, the Ministry of Justice is in the process of amending the Combating of Domestic Violence Act of 2003 with a view to increase the penalties for the offences listed. The Criminal Procedures Act 51 of 1977, as amended, makes provision for support to vulnerable witnesses. Social workers in the Ministry of Gender Equality and Child Welfare also provide support to vulnerable witnesses. The government, through the Ministry of Gender Equality, has launched several multimedia public awareness campaigns such as Spot It to Stop It and a National Protection Referral Flow Chart, which was developed with several key ministries and civil society. 15 special women and child protection units, which is renamed as gender-based violence investigating units, were established in all 14 regions of the country to protect and provide services to survivors of gender-based violence. The government has established a coordination mechanism for the implementation of the national gender policy, which consists of 6 clusters, including gender-based violence and human rights cluster. The aim of this gender-based violence and human rights cluster is to advise government and all stakeholders on the best strategies of rooting out the scourge of gender-based violence in our society. The said cluster is composed of professionals from government institutions, such as law enforcement agencies, as well as the representatives of NGOs and development partners. I think that covers it. Thank you, Honourable Minister.